Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's music from Jamaica. Shansia with the Hit and Run. Thank you so much for choosing us. It all comes together with the NSK and Shaquan every single morning between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Today, we're speaking to a gentleman that decided to embark on a celebration of the Trans-Kalahari Corridor by taking on the Trans-Kalahari Corridor Cycle Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Him alone, though. Him and 29 others, and they cycled from Rustenburg to Wolfsbane.
Yeah.
They completed the challenge, and here he is today.
Mm.
Shaquan, would you kindly do us the honors?
Oh, yeah. No, this other brother, he's in the studio. Man, make way for a great black king.
Yeah.
You know, Kaleen, so many different spaces, man. And when I actually saw that, I think it was a couple of years when I saw that he got involved in the whole cycling space, whatever it is.
Mm.
And once again, I'm like, okay, black child. Because, you know, he's always in those spaces with the other people.
Yeah.
And then also... So when I saw him take on this challenge, it was no surprise for me because he's always been a go-getter. He's always been an overachiever.
Yeah.
Vano Kali, we are so happy to have you here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for the invite.
Ah, man, it's really good to have you here. I can promise you that much. Quick question. Are you still the ambassador though of cycling in Namibia? Is that still ongoing or did that lapse?
Oh, I was actually the brand ambassador for the Namibian newspaper.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, it was a two-year program.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Which elapsed the previous year.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool. Listen, before we get into the cycling and the business of the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, I understand that you're a bit of a legend, my man. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that you're a bit of a sporting legend. You know what I mean? Like, your name resonates with the Vindukas. If your name comes on, they know, I lost the...
Yeah.
I lost a man.
No, really.
Walk us through your school journey, my man. You know, when you did your athletics and sports. Was it just athletics or was it also perhaps maybe rugby or cricket or whatever?
No, it was just athletics mostly.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
because, I mean, you guys didn't have rugby at your school.
No, we had rugby, but...
What school was this?
Yanmur.
Yanmur? No. That explains the animosity from Shaquan. Because VIS here...
No, we used to give them a run for their money.
Yeah. No, athletics, no, absolutely.
Seriously, during that era now. Jan Moore was top-notch with
okay,
athletics.
I didn't say top-notch. I just said... No, they really did. They really did.
Yeah. What did you run, though? What was the track? Was it 100 meters? What was it?
I used to do 110 hurdles.
Oh, wait. 110 as well hurdles? Nohals.
Yeah, short as I am, eh?
Yeah, bruh. Because I'm looking at your eye, bruh. So, like, and you did...
And long jump.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is interesting. On a national level, we don't really have a 110 hurdle star. You know what I mean? Why did you stop, my man? Are you still in the street? Or?
Hey, the reason why I stopped is because it started getting higher and higher. Reaching most of my competitors were taller, so they had the advantage of getting over, but my advantage was getting over faster.
Faster, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
it's true.
The landing and consistent movement
was
a bit of an obstacle, so I gave up that running and decided to head over to cycling.
Yeah.
But tell us about the cycling. How did that come about, though? Is it something that you did through school or maybe a friend introduced you? Because he's also a businessman, by the way, partner.
Mm.
So was it maybe in those circles as well?
Well, cycling, as when I was training for athletics, bro, I used to cycle all the way from Vamba location, Katatura, to Independence Stadium, and then I would train, and then I would cycle back. So it was a mixture of cross-training.
Sure.
Cross-training. And then later on, stopped sports for a while because of work. You need to put bread on the table.
Mm.
Then after some time, I had an incident with my son where he had a medical condition and lost his eyesight. And then I took up cycling again as my go-to place to find myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And for my own mental health. Mm. And then, I mean, as being as competitive as I am, started taking part in some major mountain bike racing.
Yeah.
Mm. Actually like mountain biking more than road racing. I love the mountains, the scenery, the trail riding. Mm. So that's where my love grew for it.
Mm.
And I started taking part in a lot of XC races and then build up all the way to the Desert Dash.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the fact that Shaquan asked you this, because cycling is actually part of the black culture. I mean, if you listen, I grew up in Bishop Moon, Bay, right? Mm-hmm. We all had bikes, guy. And we had this like Chester thing that we would put like the bottle, like a plastic cap at the back, so you can most make that sound as if you are driving. You know what I mean?
Like a motorbike.
CJ. So it was always a thing. Right now, I still see ladies, you know, cycling, but you don't necessarily see it translate on the national level, which is why we brought you in, which is why we're celebrating you. Let's talk about the Transkalahari celebration, my man. Why was there a need for this challenge? Perhaps just contextualize that bit for us.
Mm.
Okay. The Transkalahari Cycling Challenge was actually... it was actually a route, which is the Transkalahari Corridor.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is a route that starts all the way in Wolfish Bay and ends in Pretoria.
Mm. Mm.
So if you see, we were initially supposed to cycle 1,900 Ks.
Mm-hmm.
But then we couldn't get that last stretch, which is between Pretoria and Rustenburg, due to some road rules there.
Yeah.
So we started in Rustenburg.
Mm.
So it was actually the celebration of a 20-year agreement between the three member states, which is Namibia, Botswana, and South Africa.
Aha, okay. Mm. Okay.
So this is their celebration of seamless movement of trucks and persons between the three member states.
Mm.
So then they came up with the initiative that, why don't we take it up as a challenge in terms of their 20-year celebration to cycle the Transkalahari route completely.
Mm.
So then the three member states decided 10 cyclists from Namibia, 10 cyclists from Botswana, 10 from South Africa, with supporting staff as well. So we embarked on that journey, which was a 14-day journey.
Yesterday.
12 days of back-to-back cycling.
Yo.
And 2 days of rest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, what was the most trying part about that about that journey?
Personally, the most trying part was, you know, with cycling, right? The bike, you have a setup, a measurements of how tall, where you're positioning.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So I decided to put on some aero bars. So aero bars, it's just some yellow bars on the front that you tilt and you have a bit of more power.
Okay. Yeah.
So with me changing my position, thinking I'm smart, I can go faster, I actually hurt myself where I hurt my Achilles heel. I had to pedal through the pain. You know, there was a support car where you can load your bike and
maybe could treat it a little bit. Yeah. Or
I wasn't about that life, because that wasn't the reason why I came on the trip. So
you wanted to complete it fully.
I wanted to complete. And thanks enough, TKC, the organizers of the event, had arranged a masseuse for us that traveled with us all the way. So I would step on it through the pain during the day, do my 170, 150 kilometers. Once I get off, I would get a nice massage. They would tape me up. The next morning, I would wake up and say, I'm not getting on that bike. But the motivation came a lot from the other individuals that we were cycling together, seeing as how each one is struggling a bit in their own individual capacity.
Yeah.
That was a bit more motivating to keep going.
So you're not alone with the struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that 140, the whole total 1,800 Ks, I probably only gave up about 80 kilometers, where I sat twice in the car just to nurture this injury.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get that was the most difficult part of this whole ride. But other than that, the comradeship from all the other cyclists, man, it was an experience of a lifetime.
Was it both male and female?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw some
male
females.
And females.
I was like, girl, what is you doing there? Man, that was me.
I can tell you, the females, guys,
the
females, there was no oohs and ahs or complaint from any of them.
Yeah.
Nor did they get off their bikes. Nor did they have injuries.
They were
Bikes break. Oh, man, there was a time we had to shout at these females to drop the pace. Eh? They were pushing a pace. They were pushing. You know, there's this one lady from Botswana named Wame. You know, I always had that thing. I don't wake up and eat. Now, with this whole ride, you must.
Now you have to put in some calories, bro.
Okay. Every morning, we wake up at about 5. Breakfast would be served by 6, 6:45 to 7.
Yeah.
We should be packing up. Man, this lady eats 4 plates for breakfast. Like,
she's a slim sportive.
And she's slim and slender, and I've got bigger legs and thighs than her. But she gave me a run for my money. And she was one of them that I told myself, there's no way I'm getting onto this support vehicle. If Wame is doing it, I gotta push. I gotta be there. So the ladies were very motivating.
Damn. No, man. But, you know, we are appreciative of as a country of your efforts to celebrate this 20 year situation.
Yeah, you know what? Is there actually a part of you that feels like you want to do an initiative like this by yourself?
Yeah. This is a feeling of a lifetime, guys.
Is it?
Yeah. No, this trip it opened some doors, and as well as the fun that we had there, the different cultures that met there, because we had public engagements in almost every town.
Yeah.
So we would speak to the community, meet the community, meet the different chiefs, the mayors. I mean, it was awesome. We even cycled with the First Lady of Botswana.
I saw that those videos.
She cycled across the border with us, and that was more of just to announce the whole integration of having to be able to cross the border with your ID.
We didn't
even go into immigration office. That's how VIP we were. Really dignitaries for our country. I want to go back to those 2 weeks here.
But
moving forward, okay, you have plans now to do this. What is your immediate target right now? What are you looking at right now?
Right now, I'm trying to look at the uplifting of BMX within the country. Everybody's on
BMX?
BMX racing. BMX racing. You know, in cycling, there are many disciplines, right? It's not just mountain biking. There's road biking. There's track riding. There's BMX. There's stunts. So BMX is a bit of under the
radar.
Okay,
fine. I'm going to Google BMX.
Okay, BMX, it's short track racing.
Short track,
I mean, your race is over within less than a minute.
Okay.
That's how fast you have to go. So.
Yeah.
So,
I used to see it on TV.
So I would like to uplift a bit of BMX racing amongst the juniors from ages between 8 and 16. So equipment is there. I managed to study and get my level 2 UCI license.
Wow. Come on.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm a qualified international coach.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. Also have national qualification. So like to uplift the juniors a bit, man.
So you're the right person we call as parents just to give the lighties. Say, after school and
keep them busy.
Keep them busy there. Vaino, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. We're rooting for you as Fresh FM and as Fresh Breakfast. It's highly inspirational. And me being a very Pan-Africanist, a black man doing these things.
Come on, I know, right?
Come on. Vaino Akali, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
we wish you all
so
the best.
Much.
Trust me, our parents that are listening are probably going to call you after this, bro.
No problem. I love the calls, man.
It's 8:46.
Also, don't forget the corporate companies. You can call him.
Yeah.
I have his number.
I know the password for the safe.
You also want the 60K.
Wait, do you want to try?
I wouldn't mind.
Actually, but you had to fill out the form. But just for fun,
Hey,
if I get it.
I am not too bright. If you open the thing, we're going to close it again. I'm just joking.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm considering it. I really am. But you'll probably have to double check with management.
Let's be responsible employees.
It's 8:46 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Speaking of the Fresh Save, we'll get into conversation about that after this. Stick around.
Summer is finally here, and it is time for you to import
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.